Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of I Do, I Did, I Don't. I'm Lori Wood here with my partner and co-host, Steve Fatula. How you doing today?
I am doing good. How are yourself, Lori?
I'm doing wonderful. No other option.
That's it. We started this day off on a high note. Lori is buzzing off a recent event.
Yes.
And I think we are going to jump into maybe what this event was. I think we could talk about that.
We can just leave names and leave some names out. Yeah, we can do that.
And then jump into the excitement of some recent coaching appointments and can, you know, give the listeners a little more glimpse into what you do.
Okay. So I've been a coach for a very long time, both personally and professionally. I mean, it's kind of the role I was born into with my family, which is great. It's given me a lot of experience. And recently, I went to a wonderful event, Impact 100, and just met a lot of strong, smart, professional women who were in need of a coach. And so we had some sessions, and the one yesterday, just to me, it was positive and exhilarating for selfish reasons, because it was very, very the reception of coaching for her. She's just like, I needed you. Where were you all my life, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so when we connected at the event, she said, I'm still waiting on your call every 5 minutes when she passed me. And so I called her and she came in yesterday, and she's just at a place in her life where she's transitioning. She was in a job that was kind of crunching numbers for 18 years, punching a clock. But she's so creative and has all these talents, and it's her passion, but she doesn't know how to monetize it or how to get from one step to the next. So just working with her and supporting her and finding out more information, and she wants to work with me long term to help her get where she needs to go, which is what coaching is. It's kind of putting the problem on the table, forward thinking it, and helping somebody come up with tools or steps or small-term goals, long-term goals to get where they want to get, but they're not doing it alone. And two brains are always better than one.
And that's very cool. And we can't probably talk about her story, but her story was an inspiring story. And
hugely.
That's what was kind of what started the day off of how neat this was.
Yeah.
Is you get to meet people in all different kind of walks of life.
I do. It's amazing, because that's the part I love. Mm. Everybody's got something they're gifted at, or something they're talented at, or a story that will in some way touch somebody else. And it's just, she wants to take that gift and keep going with it. She has a nonprofit. She's helped people for a very long time. The issue with that is you still have to eat and pay your bills.
Yeah.
So she's trying to figure out, how do I keep giving in these creative, fantastic ways, but take care of myself at the same time without feeling selfish? So it is just an amazing thing, because I'm like, do you understand your value? She says, no. And I'm like, well, that's one of the first things we have to work on, because you have value. Why would people reach out to you and want these things from you, and you're able to accomplish these things, if you have no value?
How do you help people identify what that is? If they come to you and they're just lost, life lost, what is value, and how do you describe it? And then how do you help people kind of figure it out?
Different types of value. There's value as a human being.
Okay. Right?
You're a mom, you're a sister, a friend. And I'm just speaking because that client was a woman. That doesn't mean that men don't have value in any way. I just want to make that clear, because you never know.
I was like, oh, so dads.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I know. Steve's over here going,
I do some things.
No, you have much value. But she was specifically felt like, because she gave for so long, she didn't deserve money or didn't know how to ask for the money part. So that's the value we were speaking of.
Okay.
What I do is, I said, all the things you do well, because I give everybody homework the first time they meet me. There's usually three things, action steps, goals they need to do before they see me again.
Okay.
So hers was, I want you, because she was telling me, I get called for this. I just got called for this huge thing, which is kind of a concert that's only on the East Coast. She's going to be responsible for bringing it to the West Coast.
Nice.
That's value, mm-hmm. right? They wouldn't reach out to her if they didn't think she had the experience, the skill, the knowledge, the capability. So I said, I want you to write down everything that you do well. And if you had to hire somebody, what would that look like? Or
interesting.
You have a specific goal for what you want to do in the future. Let's research what other people who have been doing it a long time are charging. If you can't come up with a value, we just have to do some research to get some light. Is that flat fee that somebody doing it for 10 years is going to match yours when you've been doing it for 30? No, but it gives us a baseline. Mm. It gives her something tangible. And then most of the time they're like, I have like 30 more things I do. I'd be worth more. Yes. Yes, you would.
Oh,
but I want them to kind of figure out what the value or see that somebody else has value in doing this and then apply their experience and knowledge and capability to the same.
I think that's really cool.
So she left. She came in excited, but man, she was practically flying when she went out of here. She could not wait. I told her this event that she's bringing, we focused on that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be quite expensive for her to do it. She's not getting paid out the date. Out the gate, there's no flat fee.
Okay.
So it's a big deal. And I said, well, is it worth your time to do? And why? Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. And then she says, if I have sponsors or investors, it'd be better. Mm-hmm. I said, well, then we need to look at who you want to represent you at your baby, not who are you going to beg for money. So she had to get a list of 10 either professionals or types of professionals that she would be proud to have as part of her event and would be proud to market. And then the other part was to make contact coffee dates appointments with two of them. So we're just breaking down. If she had a client come to her, mm-hmm. she's the woman that could do exactly what they wanted and do it well. Mm-hmm. She just can't do it for herself. So I'm just helping her be her best client yet.
Do you see that situation a lot where people just don't realize how to do it for themselves?
100%.
Yeah.
It is much easier. I myself am a fixer. Mm-hmm. You tell me a problem and it will make me cuckoo if I cannot fix it. Mm-hmm. I have a problem. It's not so easy.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it's just we treat ourselves differently. We would never speak to our best friend the way we speak to ourselves. More often women than not, we would never be as hard on our children as we are on ourselves. So it's just very different how we communicate with others versus ourselves. We place much more value or maybe envy on other people that we don't see the value in ourselves. Usually we see the negative. And again, maybe that's more of a female thing because we've been trained that way, but I think it's a people thing.
I think it's a people thing because I can see that I'm harder on myself than anybody else.
100%. I agree with that.
And that I'm pissed all the time at what I've missed.
You are very hard on yourself because your expectations of yourself are very high.
Yeah.
And maybe you need to give yourself a little grace. But you treat others with a lot more patience and grace than you treat yourself.
Yeah, that's a parent thing. You learn that, I think, just
100%. I think it's just a human thing. You know, I don't think that everybody had a cheerleader in their corner or was pumped up. I think we remember the negative more often than the positive. It takes 1,000 attaboy or attagirls to get rid of one you suck.
Man, what a weird, it's a great statement. It's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
And there are defining moments in my life when somebody has said something to me that was not positive and it stuck. And it's taken me a long time to go, you know, just because they said it doesn't mean it's true. And that person says it, walks away, never thinks about you again, depending on the relationship. And I'm going to carry this around for 20, 30 years. I don't think so. But we do.
Yeah.
And so this is the part of coaching. You know, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I don't want to be. I don't want to explore what happened in your dreams when you were little or what your mama said. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. It's just not me.
Yeah.
I want to help people move forward from where they stand right now. You're stuck. Let's get unstuck. Let's get moving. Life is short. Don't waste it.
Yeah. We're going to make 5 t-shirts from things Lori said today.
Lori-isms. Most of the time it's because I'm a little older and they don't know what I'm talking about because they've not heard it.
Some of those are absolutely correct.
It's fine. I don't
mind. When you say things, I just go look at you going, the hell's that mean?
Right.
And then you're like, what? You know that? I'm like, no, we've never heard that statement before. What's one of them? What's one of the ones that?
Rummy.
Yeah. Rummy was you and that was said like
all the time. If you were overtired to the point, you know, where you're past overtired, you're giddy. Mm-hmm. And you're like silly because you can't even function anymore. That's rummy.
You know, it's funny. Your husband said it and I immediately understood it then. And then he looked at me because my response was like, he's like, you understand? I'm like, only because Lori keeps saying it. Like you guys were speaking a whole different language, but now I've learned one word.
And truthfully, I think he heard it from me. So sure. In fairness, but he's funny because he'll be like, is that even a word? And I'm like, you're in my age range, buddy. You're a month older than me. You should know this. But I don't know. Maybe it was my mom. I had the most imaginative, creative. I just was gifted with the best human being on earth as a mom, but she was also hysterical and she said things that stuck. So if it was her terminology, that's where Rummy came from.
That's so funny.
So it's,
well, made it to at least three people now.
Right. And we just call it Loryisms and that's fine. I mean, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Sure do.
Okay. There we go.
My parents used to have one that had the, where you would place the handset or the headset on top.
Yes.
And it would, like, I used to play that all the time because you would figure out all the mechanics of pushing it down and it sucked. Using the thing sucked. We had a regular phone in the house.
If you mess up, you're in trouble.
But they kept it because it just looked cool, but it was operational in the room. So I would make phone calls, but I'd be like, yeah. Then you'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And then the next one, I'm like, Jesus Christ. By like the third number, I'm like, I'm just going downstairs. I'll just push the buttons in.
I bought an old fashioned, I have a thing with old fashioned phones.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture of me when I'm like 5 years old in this silly little dress because my mom used to dress us up like dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one of those stand up phones that you put the thing to your ear and you speak in. And I've just been obsessed ever since. So I bought an old fashioned phone in the house and my grandbaby, who's what, 12, my granddaughter, she just picked it up. She goes, what is this? I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a phone, but they haven't seen landlines.
They haven't seen.
They don't know.
So much has changed in the last 5 to 10 years.
They don't know what a CD is.
I know.
Blows. Do you know, I feel like I've got a cane, gray hair and purple lipstick like that old.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
15 years ago.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, like it's not, maybe it's not even 15. It's not that far.
You know that wheel when you have to enter your birth date and you got to scroll online?
Yeah.
Do you know how many scrolls I've got to scroll?
More than a few.
And so somebody asked me my birth date the other day and I go, okay. And I told him, I'm like, a very long time ago. She goes, it's what? And I'm like, listen, I'm in my 50s. I'm not 90, but she was probably born in, 2022.
Yeah.
Or 2002. There we go.
We're part of the 1900s.
My God, we're like, dinosaurs.
Isn't that crazy? And it's just when they say, you're just like, no. And then you go over the things that you've seen because like there's changes that happen, but like, it feels like there's so many more changes daily now than 10 years ago, than 20 years ago. And it's crazy because we were talking about 30 years ago still being the 70s.
Right.
30 years ago was not the 70s.
No.
And we're now Eric and I had this conversation where we're now the 30 years ago, like, oh, I'm like, oh, you mean the 2000s? Like you're at the point, like the 1990s, like we're here.
80s were the old days. And 80s were the best.
They really were the best.
It 80s was simpler.
And 90s were just good times.
Oh my gosh. And one of my coaching clients is struggling with aging.
That's fair.
And it's not an easy thing. You look, especially when you work with people that are younger. I've always been the youngest one in the room. That doesn't happen anymore. And it's weird because in my brain, I still feel that way.
Sure.
But I realize my road may be a little shorter than other people's. So I was telling you this morning, that's the one thing I worry about is time. I don't want to run out of it. I want to make sure that everybody I know knows I love them and I care about them and that I've made an impact in this lifetime. But for women, I think there's the physical of aging because men, let's face it, you guys get dignified. We get, gravity. It just is not right. But
there's no comments on the side of the table.
No, I know you're very good about that. But we can't go backwards. We are this age. We're better today than we will be tomorrow. So we just have to take advantage of it. But that's been an interesting journey, helping people kind of be accepting of where they are and still feel vibrant and vital.
That's fair. I haven't stopped to think about, but whenever you pause to go, where have you been? It's kind of weird to watch the lines change and to go, man, this and that. And now it's 10 years later.
And it goes by like this. The older you get, the quicker it goes.
Yeah.
I was having these flashbacks. I don't have a long-term memory that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all this stuff is starting to come to me. And I think when my parents got sick, I kind of blocked a lot of it out, which is fine. But all of a sudden, it sneaks up on you. And I'm like having all these look back over my life. And they say when you're dying, life flashed before you. I'm like, oh my God, am I dying? All this stuff is coming to my brain. But I have been through a lot of crap. And I've had many, many wonderful experiences and blessings. And at the end of the day, that's what life is. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's life.
You just got to focus on the positive. And a lot of people get stuck and lost and can't find that in themselves or their journey.
I think one of the things I wanted to hit, we had a conversation the other day about doing something. I don't know what it was. And it's one of those things that I have that idea, like more, my mind just is like, do it now. Spontaneous, just 100%, you have to do it.
That's how I am.
My wife is the opposite, where everything is like, slow down, do it next time. And like the balance is always the answer, but right. You have to sit there and think with generally like things. If you want to travel before it's too late. 100%. You want to go do things, like the excuses is what everyone regrets.
At the end of the line, because wait for what?
Wait for
don't
what?
Don't do it now. I've always been quite impulsive. If I get something in my teeth, I can't let it go till it's done.
Yeah.
We had a conversation the other night. It was in my teeth all night till the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I've always been fly by the seat of your pants with responsibility.
No.
But, you know, I'm not scared to leap. Change doesn't frighten me.
Yep.
If it does, I do it anyway.
Yep.
My husband is very much head down, toe the line. Don't veer off course because it works and it's stable. And so we've had to find a balance where he's grabbed me by the belt loop and pulled me back a couple times, metaphorically.
Sure.
And I've made him do things he never even dreamed of doing.
And it's the balance.
It's the balance.
Because if you live one way, it is stable.
Right.
But it's so boring.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so boring.
I can't sit still. They used to call me the runaway bride or the runaway. Right. But I can't. I'm like, on to the next. On to the next. And it used to drive my parents crazy. Like, hoot. But at the end of the day, both of my parents, and I'm going to get a little, I've always been the next thing, the next goal. Mm. I don't want to get stale. I've never nested, put a picture in any office I've ever worked at. And I used to freak a lot of my employers out because they didn't think I'd stick around long. Mm. But I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to get stale.
I get that.
And so my parents, my dad went to college. Nobody else in my family did. And I was doing these things that they were going, why are you doing that? Just get a job, sit there, do that and die.
Do what everybody else does.
And at the end of the day, both my parents separately, right before they were passing away, I'm very lucky because there was no words unsaid. They're like, we are so incredibly proud of everything you've done and who you are. And we would have never done that for ourselves.
That's amazing.
And it was, I carry it with me. And I guess my thing is I want other people to do that with their lives and not be afraid or not have other people tell them they can't. Because again, life is short. Don't spend it sucking.
the sixth t-shirt today. I think with that, there's also the idea of like, you can't fail. Fail all the freaking time.
100%. How else are you going to learn?
Stop worrying about it.
You fall down, get up, dust your knees off, change your pants and go.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's the part that I try to get my kids to see is fuck up.
Yeah.
Now, like, do it controlled, right?
I was
like,
gonna say, don't hurt anybody else or hurt yourself.
Don't go do some meth. Like, right. we're not doing meth today, but
no,
tomorrow. Go ride a bike and fall and you're fine.
Yeah.
Go get hurt doing something dumb. It's okay.
My grandson is at the stage. We took him roller skating this weekend. There was a family emergency and we were lucky to get the kids. I'm like, let's go do something. And you know, those little white things that help the kids roller skate.
Yeah.
So at first I'm like, I'll get you one, buddy. You've never been before, except when you were three.
Yeah.
And then he got brave and he's like, I don't need one. We took him out there and he's solid. He's hard to hold up when I'm on skates and he's on skates. And then after one lap around, his feet just going all over the place, he's like, I need one. But they were gone. He had made the choice. And then he didn't want to skate anymore. I'm like, that's not what we do.
Yes.
We're going to go out there. We're going to do our best. We're going to fall. I'm going to fall too. And it's much worse for me, buddy.
It's going
to
hurt.
You're closer to the ground, but we're going to get this. And I wouldn't let him quit because now he said, if I can't do it perfectly the first time, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, get messy, get sloppy, get in there, because that's where the most memories are made. That's where the most growth is. And that's how you just learn to be better.
And if you're good at everything, it's kind of boring as well.
Really?
Like, go do something you're not good at and learn through the process.
Right. I'm going to go golfing. I'm going to get a hole in one every time. Okay. Right. I'm over that. Where's the life experience? Where's the trying? Where's the, I can't do it. I finally did it. Jump up and down cartwheels around. So happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
You're missing. If you're not failing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And with that,
our messages,
because I could talk about this all day.
Our message is go fail today.
Go fail.
Figure it out.
Understand your value.
Yeah.
And don't let anybody take that away. Because again, it takes 1,000. You're great to erase one. You're not. And people will say shit about you. They will move on. They will never think about that again. Don't carry it.
Yeah.
Just don't. Believe in yourself. Go out and do something kind for yourself. Go out and do something that you've always wanted to do because life is short. And just make a memory.
That's a great ending point.
All right. Have a great day, guys. We'll be back again for another episode very soon. Take care,
everybody.